Harald, you are an anthroposophically oriented psychiatrist in Bern. I am eager to hear what you can tell us about it based on your experiences in your practice. Yes, to begin with, I must speak about what it means to be an anthroposophically oriented psychiatrist. It is an expansion of the usual psychotherapeutic methods to include anthroposophical methods. We can find some indications in a lecture by Rudolf Steiner called Nervous Conditions in Our Time, where a range of forms of nervousness are listed and amongst others represented in primary or essential form as forgetfulness. This forgetfulness often plays a role in my practice when people come and complain that they are suffering from forgetfulness. They are often exhausted and notice that their memory is diminishing. Other patients suffer from long-term forgetfulness, which can show, for example, in situations where they repeatedly leave something behind, where they often misplace things as they are not mindful in the moment when they lay something down. Rudolf Steiner gave some indications in this lecture because in his time, 100 years ago, this mild forgetfulness, as he calls it, was something which already occurred massively. He describes how we can deal with forgetfulness more effectively, how we can consciously create a quality of perception so as not to simply leave something without being consciously present. Because this is the essential moment in which we can also remember it in order that we can find it later. This exercise is designed in such a way as to make it even more difficult, in order to have to direct even more awareness. One does not leave an object in an accustomed place, but in a place which is completely unusual or where one is, in a way, hiding it from oneself. However, one does this taking care to impress oneself clearly in which environment this happens, where this object has been laid down. And once one has memorized this, to generate a relaxed feeling so as to leave in peace with the conviction, I will definitely find this object. After a while, when one wants to find it again, the phenomenon arises that initially the image of the environment where the object has been laid down shows up, and then that one is able to find it easily again. Acquiring this ability spares a whole lot on a daily basis, as a lost object can be costly to obtain again, and searching everywhere generates much stress, even reaching desperation in some cases, which means also that it costs lots of energy when one has to search for a long time until one can find something again. You could also take this up in eurythmy as a further component to add to this practical exercise. For instance, when you do a movement exercise with a sound and then release it, and get into the same mood as in the aforementioned exercise, where one can let go and lay down an object in peace, this perception is tremendously supported with the eurythmic movement.